Now I am going to record the first poem of W. H. Auden, Lay Your Sleeping Head, My Love. First of all, summary in English. In the present poem, Lay Your Sleeping Head, My Love, the poet W. H. Auden expresses his idea about a lover and beloved. According to him, both are impure. They want merely physical love. One night when both have fulfilled their physical love and have played the lustful game, both have become tired and then they felt sleepy. The lover proposed her to sleep in his arm only up to daybreak. Though the lover was a kind man, but after allurement he forgot every decorum and appealed to his beloved to sleep in his arm for a night. Then again his mind changed and began to think that either beloved or children are mortal. They will get a decay sooner or later. He beloved is not just and had a guilty soul, and he himself is also not faithful to her. His love is also only for a night. Then the poet says further that there are two types of love, one physical love and second platonic love. Platonic love is also one-sided love, but the physical love is collaboration of lover and beloved. Both get eternal joy when their soul and body meet. But to a hermit who is busy in the meditation of God, sitting in a cave, the love for God is a platonic love, while the love of the lover and beloved is merely physical. He further says that faithfulness of love disappears with striking of the midnight hour, as the beauty of Cinderella vanished as soon as the clock struck midnight. Similarly, the love of the lover and beloved also come to an end after fulfilling their physical desire, and after that there is neither any whisper nor any thought nor any kiss. Lastly, the poet comes to a conclusion that there is no life, no certainty, and no fidelity in the physical love, and the faithless in love has become the order of the day in the modern times. But he also accepts that the lover and beloved both would soon be fed up with their physical nature of love, and so they begin to search for a new love that may remain ever and ever. That is only spiritual love. So they are in search of the spiritual love. हिंदी सारांश प्रस्तुत कविता हे मेरी प्रेम अपने सुसुप्त सर को लिटाओ के अंतर्गत कवि डब्ल्यू एच ऑर्डन ने प्रेमी एवं प्रेमिका के प्रेम के बारे में अपने विचार प्रस्तुत किया है. उसके अनुसार दोनों ही अपवित्र हैं. वे मात्र शारीरिक प्रेम चाहते हैं. एक रात जब दोनों शारीरिक प्रेम से मुक्त हो चुके थे और शारीरिक खेल खेल चुके थे और दोनों ही थक चुके थे, तब वे सुसुप्तावस्था में महसूस कर रहे थे. प्रेमी अपनी प्रेमिका से इच्छा व्यक्त किया कि प्रातःकाल होने तक उसकी बाहों में सोई रहे. तत्पश्चात उसके विचारों में परिवर्तन आता है कि चाहे बच्चे हो या प्रेमिका, सभी मृत्यु है. वे निसंदेह अंत को प्राप्त करेंगे, देर या शीघ्र. उसकी प्रेमिका पवित्र नहीं है और वह स्वयं भी विश्वास प्राप्त नहीं है. उसका भी प्रेम मात्र एक रात का है. तत्पश्चात कवि कहता है, प्रेम दो प्रकार का होता है, एक प्रेम शारीरिक एवं दूसरा प्लेटोनिक या आदर्शवादी प्रेम. आदर्शवादी प्रेम प्रायः एक पक्षीय होता है और शारीरिक प्रेम प्रेमी प्रेमिका एक संयोग से संभव है. वे दोनों अनुपम आनंद की अनुभूति करते हैं जब उनकी आत्मा और शरीर मिलते हैं. इसके विपरीत जहां एक साधु गुफा में बैठकर ईश्वर की प्रेम में निमग्न रहता है, उसके लिए ईश्वर प्रेम मात्र आदर्शवादी प्रेम है. वह कहता है कि प्रेम में विश्वास आधी रात बीतते बीतते समाप्त हो जाता है, जिस प्रकार से सिंड्रेला की याद सुंदरता आधी रात होते ही समाप्त हो गई, उसी प्रकार से प्रेमी और प्रेमिका का भी प्रेम आधी रात होते ही होते ही शारीरिक इच्छा की पूर्ति होने की होते ही समाप्त हो जाती है। तत्पश्चात ना तो कोई फुसफुसाहट रहती है, ना कोई विचार, ना कोई चुंबन, ना कोई देखना। अंततः कवि इस निष्कर्ष पर पहुंचता है कि शारीरिक प्रेम में ना कोई निश्चितता है ना आदर्शवाद, और प्रेम में विश्वासघात करना आधुनिक काल की व्यवस्था हो गई है। किंतु वह यह भी विश्वास करता है कि प्रेमी एवं प्रेमिका शीघ्र ही शारीरिक प्रेम से उब जाते हैं, तब वे सदैव रहने वाले प्रेम को ढूंढने लगते हैं, और वह प्रेम मात्र आध्यात्मिक प्रेम है जो सदा ही सदा रहता है। Now, the critical appreciation of the poem. The poem, Lay Your Sleeping Head, My Love, of the poet W.H. Auden is no doubt one of the very remarkable and everlasting poems in the history of English poetry. Modernity has come and physical and sexual love have become a part and parcel of modern life. Every common lover wants only physical allurement and wants to fulfill his physical desire. He loves a lady only for one night and then he becomes faithless to her. Similarly, the beloved also is not chaste. She also wants to quench her thirst of sex and forget him forever. This is the common tendency of the modern age. But W.H. Auden thinks something more. To him, only physical love is not enough because it has a poor end. Here, he presents an example of a lady Cinderella. Cinderella is a poor and ugly girl. Her stepmother chides her much. One day, every day has gone to a grand feast and she was weeping sitting in her room. In the meantime, there came a fairy. By her magic power, she made Cinderella a beautiful lady. But she warned her to come back before midnight, otherwise her charm would be over and she again would be changed into a poor and ugly lady. She said to her that she would do the same, but she forgot the words of the fairy. Midnight had come, though she tried to run away from the feast, yet her one sleeper was left behind, and the prince got it up and desired to marry that lady. Ultimately, both were married. To the poet, it is a kind of platonic love that has been proved in due course of time. W.H. Auden accepts that physical love is not enough because it has an end. But on the other hand, a spiritual love is immortal. There is celestial light, there is divine joy and peace. Thus, Auden starts from physical lust and ends with divine love. The poem is lyrical with a fantastic music. His style is coherent and descriptive with a deductive way. There is beauty, there is ornament, and there is mighty mysticism. The language is lucid, effective, and is simple. He writes love for love's sake, so his language is also lovable. There is a golden, dignified, and intellectual dream. His rhymes touch the heart and soul. Thus, the poem Lay Your Sleeping Head, My Love has universality in itself. It affects not only the English but also for every human being, for all the time and all places. Now, the explanation of the stanza with reference to the context. First stanza of the poem. Lay your sleeping head, my love, human on my faithless arm. Time and fevers burn away, individual beauty form. Thoughtful children and the grave proves the child ephemeral. But in my arms till break of day, let the living creature lie, mortal guilty, but to me the entirely beautiful. Reference: In the great garden of English poetry, the winged word is a fragrant flower. The present stanza, lay your sleeping head, my love, is a bird of the flower that has been watered by one of the greatest modern poets, W.H. Auden. Context. In these particular lines, the poet expresses his idea about a lover and beloved. According to him, the physical love has an end, yet the lover wants to enjoy that love for the whole night. Explanation. Here the poet says that the lover is in love with his beloved. He has played a lustful game with her and both have been tired by the sexual allurement and have fully fulfilled their physical desire. He further says, the burning desire of the physical love has been over and the time has also gone. And now they are in mystical silence, yet the lover requests her, beloved, that she should sleep on his faithless arm, because he knows his love is fully faithless. And it is only for a night he knows that his beloved is not also chaste. She is full of guilt. His mind turns and thinks the world is mortal and everyone will have to vanish sooner or later. Even the children or his beloved, all are mortal. So he wants to live with his beloved till the daybreak. Now the next stanza of the poem. Soul and body, no bounds to lovers as they lie upon her tolerant, enchanted slope. In their ordinary, soon grave, the vision, genius sense of supernatural sympathy, universal love and hope. While an abstract insight wakes among the glaciers and the rocks, the hermit's sensual ecstasy. Reference will be seen. Context. In these particular lines, the poet W.H. Auden expresses his idea about a lover and his beloved. According to him, they are not real lovers, but only they indulge in the physical love. But in the present stanza, he turns his mood and describes platonic love. Explanation. Here the poet says that the lovers are together in the bed in their ordinary swoon. The moments of sexual enjoyment in the moment of eternity for them, soul and body have no bounds. He further presents a symbol of a hermit who meditates in cave covered with snow in order to seek oneness with God. In other words, the love of the hermit is for good and the supernatural love of Venus. Platonic love is spiritual love, whereas the love between the lover and beloved is physical and carnal. He wants to say that on one hand a rose can lead to agape, and on the other hand the abstract insight can induce eros for the spiritual love. Now the next stanza of the poem. Certainty, fidelity on the stroke of midnight pass, like vibrations of a bell, and fashionable madmen raise their pedantic boring cry, every farthing of the cost, all the dreaded cards foretell. She shall be paid but from this night. Not a whisper nor a thought, not a kiss nor look be lost. Reference will be seen. Context. In these particular lines, the poet expresses his idea about the physical love between the lover and beloved. To him, they fully indulge in bodily love, but soon their physical love can come to an end and they want some spiritual love. Now, explanation. Here, the poet W.H. Auden says that the faithfulness of love disappears in the striking of the midnight hour As the beauty of Cinderella vanished as soon as the clock struck midnight. But this experience of the faithless love will make them miserable. They shall have to pay a heavy price for it, as every fortune tells the parting of cost. All the dread cards shall be paid. From this night onward, they will be fully satisfied in their love. After having satisfied their carnal desires, they would forget about love making, and there would be no whisper, no thought, no kiss, no look. Beauty midnight. Now the next stanza or last stanza of the poem. Beauty midnight vision dies, let the winds of dawn that blow softly sound your dreaming head, such a day of sweetless sorrow. Eye and knocking heart may bless, find the mortal world enough. Noons of dryness see you fed by the involuntary powers, nights of insult let you pass, washed by every human love. Reference will be same. Context: in these particular lines, the poet expresses his idea about a lover and his beloved. He says, when the midnight is over, their instinct of physical love is over, very like Cinderella's dream. Then they will yearn for some higher love. Now explanation. Here the poet says that with the passage of the midnight dream of beauty, love will also come to an end, as that of Cinderella. A similar passion may be felt in after times. In other words, there is nothing like certainty. The infidelity in physical love and the faithlessness in the love have become the order of the day in modern times, but the lover and the beloved would soon be fed up with the physicality of love and would find this mortal transitory love dry enough. The dream of the physical soon vanishes and they yearn for the spiritual love. Thank you. This is the end of the poem.